This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the Vatican speaking up for the persecuted church. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Around the world, Christians are confronted with the threat of growing persecution. Open Doors is a Christian organization which was started by Brother Andrew, who smuggled Bibles into hostile regions. According to the World Watch List 2020, 260 million Christians are facing extremely high levels of persecution. They report that every day, 8 Christians are killed because of their faith, and 23 Christians are raped or sexually harassed every week. 182 Christian churches or buildings are attacked, and 102 Christian homes, shops, or businesses are attacked, burned, or destroyed. And every month, 309 Christians are imprisoned unjustly. The Vatican's foreign minister, Archbishop Paul R. Gallagher, spoke up during an online forum for the anniversary of the Turaro Report on global persecution, saying that, "Speaking to some extent on behalf of the Catholic Church and the Holy See, I think in some ways perhaps we are too complacent in front of persecution, too used to it being a phenomenon in our community story, and thought therefore perhaps it was something you had to live with, something that we can't do anything about." He said of the report that it was a bit of a wake-up call. And I think also, we all know the denial of religious freedom is the beginning of the denial of erosion of so many other human rights. It is almost the litmus test of human rights. He urged people to make a renewed effort to underline the question of consciousness in general, even outside the religious sphere, because we do see, even in the West, developed world, the progressive erosion of conscience and therefore also of human rights. Former British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt released the Turaro Report, and he chimed in the discussion saying that standing up for the rights of Christians had been somewhat of a blind spot in our foreign policy. A variety of cultural and historic reasons had obscured some of the tragedies happening right in front of our eyes. The 250 million Christians persecuted every year for their faith, the terrible atrocities that we all know about, I decided that we needed to do something about it. As leaders are trying to figure out what to do about the persecution of Christians, we know that we can pray to God that He will strengthen their faith and their resolve to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.